I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What happened last night is unacceptable, and it cannot happen. That, to me, is the breaking point. How many times, BT, do we have to see this team go out there and stake their club to a 4-run lead, a 5-run lead, a 6-run lead? I have never seen anything like it. They actually score runs. They get an early lead. You're thinking the game is over. Going back to Sunday against the Brewers, you get a big lead like that, you put that game away. And these pitchers can't get out of the third, fourth damn inning. Unacceptable. It's got to change. They have to figure it out. Stearns built this staff. We talked about the pitching lab and all this nonsense. And when it happens against a crappy, dead meat, left for dead, buried, pathetic Atlanta Braves team with your best pitcher on the mound, at home, after the record breaker and all that stuff, 6-0, you're clobbering them. David Peterson can't get through the fourth inning? Unacceptable. There are two things to me, BT, that are non-negotiable. It is when pitchers cannot throw strikes or choose not to throw strikes, it drives me up a wall. The other would be if your team gives you a lead. I don't care who you are as a starting pitcher, certainly the best starting pitcher. David Peterson was an all-star. You're an all-star this year. You're the one guy they need you to go out there and give some length. Good God, what a 6-9 lead, you can't get through 5 innings? Reed Garrett, I never want to see him again. You know how I feel about that. But the other thing would be if a team gives you that big lead, you cannot give it back. 6-3, fine. 6-4, fine. Get through the fifth inning. So to me, that was now they're really, to me, starting to show signs that they may not, in fact, be as good of a team as I thought that they were.
Okay, there's a lot there. I'm with you. Just a disgraceful, disgusting loss. And I wanted to see in that little hit piece there, which is on the money, I was waiting for one word, Stearns.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I heard that. You know, as I was laying out, Liz, yeah. I heard Peterson, I heard a lot of things. I did hear Stearns, which is good, because David Stearns is the one who went into the season with this starting staff. And now the Mets and David Stearns, I'm not saying that it can't happen, but now David Stearns of the Mets, are basically beholden to a couple of talented, for sure, and highly thought of young pitching commodities, but they and we and nobody knows what they're going to do on the big stage. And quite frankly, Sal, you know, you can make, and this is a bit of a different conversation, but I can make the statement that if these young arms don't come and stabilize things, the Mets are not going to make the playoffs.
Right, so think about it. A team that has the payroll that they have and was expected to contend legitimately for the World Series, now as we get toward, you know, September, you're 2 weeks from September, whatever it is, they're going to be relying on at least one for now with McClain coming up, probably two with Sproat soon behind him, and I hope three with Tom, because how are you going to fix it? So we all know the issue, right? The bats have come to life a little bit. And you trust that they would at some point. Mm-hmm. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, even Nimmo, throw him in there, whatever it may be.
Yep.
And they've shown that they can do that. The bullpen, I trust wholeheartedly with Rodgers, Helsley, Diaz. That's three.
You got to get to them.
Yeah, well, not even mentioning Soto or really. They have like five good guys. Yeah. Problem is, we keep seeing Stanek and Reed Garrett because they're going to the bullpen in the third or fourth inning.
Yeah.
It can't happen. So then the issue is, okay, we all know it can't happen. We all know it's been happening for far too long. How are they going to fix it? They have to fix it. That's why I said the other day, hey, bring up all three, Tong, McLean, Sproat. I'm not saying that they're the answers. I'm saying that you need an answer, and at least there's a chance, and then you could move Holmes back to the bullpen and get rid of Reed Garrett, Ryan Stanek, all these guys who can't get outs. Reed Garrett, would it kill you not to give up a grand slam? I mean, good God, even if you blow the lead, you give up a grand slam? Ball was hammered.
Yeah, dead center. Oh. Remember, I said the other day, I said this about the Yankees, too. The Yankees didn't look good either. We'll get to them, but I said right now the Yanks and the Mets are bad at more things than they're good at. Remember I said that?
Yes.
I truly, truly believe that. And in the case of the Mets, as much as we're talking about Peterson, and I get the start. And by the way, Peterson's been terrific.
He's been
last
great,
night aside. I get it. You do your job, though. You can't walk five guys. I understand, like, you go out there with your B-minus stuff, your C-plus stuff. You're not a robot. You're a human, and you were an all-star, and you've been the best starter. Everybody's entitled to a couple of bombs. I get it. He's a human being, but five walks is so substandard, that's unacceptable.
With a 6-0 lead.
I get you. And real quick, there are... I mean, even the 61 Yankees, I'm sure, lost, or the 86 Mets lost 11-6, but there's different types of 11-6. All right, you know, the other team, you just have nothing. You lose 11-2, you get drilled. You lose 11-5, you get smoked. You lose 11-1, you get shut out. You lose 11-0. I don't know how many times any team in baseball jumps out to a 6-0 lead and then has 11 unanswered. So that's a different kind of 11-6 loss. But just to complete the thought about the totality of this mess, all right? So we all know about the pitching. That's the easy stuff. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Mets botched two double plays.
Yeah.
And both were absolutely gross. I don't know why they sent Pete from try to score on a one-hop laser to right field. The exit velo was well over 105. He's out by 3 feet. And Soto, once again, who's starting to hit the long ball. I get that, but two on, down three, here we, and it's only the fifth inning, strikeout. So, like, all the other things that make you make, and they're not a bad team based on their record, but they've been a bad team for way too long, not turning double plays, not hitting in the clutch, not getting past the fourth inning, relievers coming in with gas cans. Yeah. Questionable coaching decisions at third base. It's just like the Mets look awful.
Not to mention the Phillies lost, and the Mets could have gotten right back in the division. They would have been a 4-game deficit and rolling. It's the crappy Braves. It's a 6-0 lead, and you have your best pitcher on the mound. Like, Peterson's not going to be perfect. I get that. But with a 6-0 lead, the very least he could do is get through five innings.
Just be competent.
Oh, my
God. You don't have to be perfect.
It's not just one game, and it's not just the fact that the starters aren't giving length. It is three games in a row that the Mets have been staked to early leads, and their starters give it right back, and they can't get through the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
This may be the worst display of starting pitching that I've ever seen from a Mets fan perspective. And I've seen rotations with Mark Clark, Jeff D'Amico, Pete Harnish, Pedro Ostacio, like, you name the scrubs that we have seen in the Mets rotations for years. And even if they were staked to 5-run, 6-run, 4-run leads, you put it in your back pocket and you go get the W. Like, the hard part was getting the 5-6 runs.
Uh-huh.
The easy part should be pitching through that. I don't understand it.
Even the horrendously inept, just terrible Mets teams of the late 70s and early 80s, at least they had Craig Swan, Pat Zachary.
Yeah.
Like, they had a couple of guys. Now, Peterson's been really good. I love him. You know, and so I know you
Me
do
too.
As well.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's done a great job.
But this is becoming contagious. Generally, you don't hit in runners in scoring position. Kind of becomes a little bit of a team-wide issue. Remember when the Yanks were throwing the ball all around the field with Volpe and some others? It becomes like it almost swallows you up. I guess the only hope, well, there's two hopes. The young guys change the course of the starting pitching soon. Or the other guys just get their act together and get their heads out of the behinds and start doing their job. Now, let me say one more thing. Like, this is the other aspect of what bothers me about some of the commentary with New York baseball. And we do it with the Yankees, and we always hammer Cashman and run through 20 years of litany of mistakes. And we do, you know, and I said Stern, so I'm a little guilty here as well. But at what point can the players start doing their jobs?
But
when?
Here's the counter to that. And I'm with you. Like, that's what we said. Cohen, Stearns, they built the team. Now go out there and do the job. The problem is, in Holmes' case, right? Because it's not all equal. In Clay Holmes' case, it was very predictable to say that you're going to take a guy converted from being a reliever for years and have him in the rotation, that at some point the innings were going to catch up on him. He's far past it. So, all right, you look at home and say, you could understand how he can't give you much length right now. Move him to the pen. Okay, you can fix that. Montas, nobody in this town,
Stakes.
And I mean nobody outside of David Stearns himself, wanted Frankie Montas. That's a guy that he chose. That's strike number two.
Yeah.
That's why with Peterson, to me, it's different because he's not so. So, like, it's not just that, well, the Mets don't have a rotation that could get through these innings. Well, some of it is because of the way that they designed the rotation as it pertains.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To Holmes, as it pertains to Montas, the other guys are where it's perplexing. Senga's never been a guy that's going to give you great length. He's been abnormally bad since he's come back from injury.
He's a big star for him today, Manaya's boy.
Manaya's got the loose bodies. I don't know what's going on with him, but certainly he's been bad. Like, the multiple guys have gotten, you know, when Sean Manaea gets a lead, you got to put that away. When David Peterson gets a lead, you got to put that away. Clay Holmes, you could understand it for the most part. Yeah. Montas, you understand it. Just, you know, Holmes is tired. Montas not very good at this particular point, but it's been a little bit of everything. I think that's why Stearns, Hefner, the pitching lab, whatever you want to call it, that has to take a hit. They have to figure it out. This can't continue. It's gone on for 2 months. It can't continue.
This is why when I say, Sal, when I look at the Mets, I just, and I know that at some point they're going to get hot. I get that. You know, Lindor dropping down the bunt the other night opened him up a little bit. Yeah. He's starting to get a couple of hits. You know, Soto's hitting some bombs. Pete's been okay lately. Bottom third, whatever. They'll score some runs. I get it. If you get to those three guys or four guys to close out games, you'll win games. You just have to get to that point. So I know that the Mets are eventually going to look a whole hell of a lot better than they looked last night. Yeah. And they've looked for the last 2 months almost. But I don't think that they'll ever look good enough this version to win a World Series. And that's what this season is about. And that's why, again, and I'm not going to say it forever, but when I say that they're bad at more things than they're good at, what I'm really saying is, like, it's like, and I've used this analogy as well, the whack-a-mole on the boardwalk. Bang, knock him down. Here pops another one. Boom, all right, I got him. Bang, there's another one. It's like, how many hammers can you use to get this freaking mole that's popping up? There's just too many problems with this team.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Ray is in Tampa starting us off. What's up, Ray?
How you doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I feel the biggest problem isn't so much the players. I think it's Mendy. And once the first three runs came in, he should have taken the pitcher out that quick.
Ray, here's the problem. You can't blame – I'll let you finish here. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I got to jump in. Like, you can't blame the manager when his starting pitcher can't get through the fourth inning.
Sal, that is true. But the same thing happened time and time again. He can't see that he don't got it. He just didn't have it.
I know, but what are you supposed to do is the
really
point. In the fourth inning, like, you can't be playing bullpen games. And thanks for the call, Ray.
Here's what Ray's missing, all right? So, it's not just a singular issue like, all right, Mendy, come on, what are you looking at? He can't find the strike zone, yank him. I mean, I don't think Mendoza's been great for the last month or so, and I've said that. Some of the decisions I've questioned, it's all good. I still think he can be really good, but I don't think he's been very good the last month or so, right? But when he's in his spot in the dugout, he's not just looking at a pitcher struggling. He also, this is a big part of it, has to now navigate inning upon inning upon, and, you know, multiple outs, 15 outs for the bullpen, and he's been doing that basically for the last month.
Right.
So it's not just, all right, Peterson's been he's an all-star, but he's off tonight. Let's yank him, and let's, you know, we'll get him next start. There's the Mets staff is so overworked and such a mess. You got to try to steal the couple outs.
If it happened in the fifth or sixth inning,
yep,
and you could see him starting to lose it, that's when you could say, hey, Mendy should have gone to the pen sooner.
I agree with you.
In the fourth inning.
Nah, like, you can't do that.
With Peterson?
No.
Mendy, you got to be like, dude, what is going on? Now, here's where I will get on Mendy. He's the manager. Figure it the bleep out. Figure it out. He knows it, too.
Yeah.
You're the manager. I don't know what's going on with the pitching staff. I don't know how the changes happen. Figure it out. You, Stearns, Hefner, Cohen, whoever needs to be in that room, figure it out. The season's starting to get away from here. Now, all of a sudden, it went from having, well, all right, well, they have a three-game lead on the Reds. Now, all of a sudden, forget the division for a second, even though I still am not giving up on that. There's still time to go here. But now, all of a sudden, the Reds are one game behind you.
Yep.
And there's no reason to believe that the starters are all of a sudden going to flip a switch and get better.
No, they're not. I don't think they are.
So
Peterson will be better, but...
And you could say, well, a month ago, all right, it's not time to panic. A week ago, 2 weeks ago, not time to panic.
Mm-hmm.
You're now getting there to the point where this has continued far too long. It can't just be, let's hope Big Pete could go out there, David Peterson, and give us 6-7 innings tonight. Let's hope Senga turns it around. Let's hope Manaea is building himself back up. Let's hope Holmes could give us 5-7. No, like, you've seen this how many times through. Change is needed now. Now, they got to figure it out.
The problem is, change was also needed a couple of weeks ago with the starting pitcher. Stearns didn't deliver one, so that's why we got to see how these young kids do.
Yeah, he relied on the young guys.
I got you. Now, that's got to work itself out. And by the way, if anybody thinks it's still, you know, not that anybody's out there saying it's so early. Nobody's saying that. There's only 40-something games left. But if you're still not convinced that time's ticking, because I'm with you, both of these teams, it's getting late. All you have to understand is the Jets and the Giants are playing this weekend in a preseason game.
Right.
So that should, if you've been around long enough, you should know Jets-Giants preseason game, and I know it's usually the third week, not the second, but football season's coming. And when football season's coming, if a baseball team is unstable, that's not good timing. That means it's getting late.
The only thing is that there's still a full month plus left of the schedule. A lot can change. If the Mets would have won last night, the energy, and honestly, I thought they were going to. Matter of fact, I was texting Evan, you know, because he's busting my chops for the last several months about, is the NL East over? Is the NL East over? While him and Mirage thought that the Mets were going to win the division, now they both think that the Mets are going to lose the division. So up 6-0, knowing the Phillies got beat, I texted him, is the NL East over? And then about an hour later, David Peterson implodes or whatever it was. And now, to me, like, the hope of the division, whatever excitement or belief I had, they just ruined it. They put the nail in the coffin of that belief. It still could happen, though, because just that one game, it would have been totally different. Hey, four games back, Mets are rolling right now. The problem is they've had too many of these. Two of the last three games, they should have won those against Milwaukee. They should be winning three in a row here against Milwaukee and then last night, which changes everything. So, point is, you're only a short win streak away from making everything feel totally different.
No, you are, for sure. But that's why, you know, my main premise is of great concern, because the multitude of issues that plague the Mets... Yeah, I know they're going to look good for a couple of games, and they might look good for a week. I just believe, unfortunately, and again, I think they'll be a wild card team. But at the end of the day, I think they're going to fall way short based on the expectations, because there's just too many issues.
John is in Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Johnny,
thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yeah.
When at the beginning of the season, on paper, both these teams looked like they were going to be great. You know, we're going to have a good run. And it is frustrating, because now we're playing the blame game of, like, oh, it's Stern, oh, it's Cashman, oh, it's the players, oh, it's Boone, oh, it's, you know, it's everyone's fault. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, I think there is a line that you have to draw of the players have to do their job, to your point, guys. And it's just getting so annoying watching these baseball teams. And as a fan, you know, I don't root against the Mets as a Yankee fan. But, you know, you want both teams to succeed. When both teams are good in New York, that's great for the sport and that's great for the city. And both these teams are just, I think they're floundering their opportunity here.
John,
it's just amazing to see where these guys were last year and where we are now. It's like, you know, I feel like I'm living a bizarro world.
I am with you 1,000%, so much so that last night, BT, I'm thinking and watching both these games, I can't take this anymore. That's what I'm feeling. I can't take the losing anymore from both these teams. I can't take it. Like, it's one thing if you watch one team and endure the losing, which is bad enough. We're watching both teams. Mm. I can't take it. I can't take the Yankees and they're losing, and I can't take the Mets the way that they're blowing these games here, coughing it up. Not with the expectations. Now, I still believe both teams will be playoff teams, but come on, dude. This has gone on for months now. It's got to stop.
I mean, with the Yankees, it's really gone on for years with the same issues. But yeah. I hate, you know, always,
higher,
I got you. Always pulling up the pass. It's just, it's absolutely mentally parallel. I can't do it anymore. C-Mac said it yesterday. He's like, we got to stop. And I agree with this. He's like, we got to stop just conjuring up everything that's been wrong with the Yankees this century and almost just focus on a night-to-night basis. I think that was pretty smart. Right.
There's enough there to get on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like there's no content. Right. You know, he scored one run last night against the Twins.
The only thing I would say, and you and I have this debate all the time, where you're like, okay, well, stop bringing back, whether it was with the Giants, and it dates back to, you know, when Gettleman drafted Barkley,
sure.
Like the reason why we bring it up, it's not to say, well, look at the Yankees dynasty in the 90s. It's to say in recent history, a lot of the decisions that they made or moves that they made have led to where they're at today.
No question. And I I'm not dismissing it as a valued point.
Right.
I'm really not. I mean, there's a direct correlation to, you know, whether it's Isaiah and Dolan back in the day. Right. I mean, why were the Knicks bad for 15 years? I mean, look back at what happened the moment Van Gundy walked out the door and every other mistake. I absolutely get it. Now, the good news for the Mets is that their runway, if you will, of mistakes is far shorter than the Yankees because it's a new regime. And, you know, maybe that will embolden fans because I just think Yankee fans are just tired of the same nonsense, whereas Mets fans are at a different stage. But I just look at this Mets team and I think that their ceiling is okay. I don't think their ceiling's amazing, number one, and their floor is frighteningly lower than I thought.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.